In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
Our resident historian Felix Bunnell joins us every Friday morning for All Over the Map. This is a quick look at stories behind local places and things. And this week, the see-through uniforms of the Mariners road opponent tonight may say Milwaukee Brewers, but everyone knows that they're really the Seattle Pilots in disguise.
Yeah, I could talk about the Seattle Pilots for hours. You know, as many people know, the Pilots were our very first Major League Baseball team. We had them for one season back in 1969. They played at the old Six Stadium on Rainier Avenue, where the Lowe's Home Improvement store now stands. They went bankrupt and were snatched up by Bud Selig in Milwaukee, since Milwaukee had lost the Braves to Atlanta a few years earlier, and they'd lost a team to St. Louis after one season way back in 1901. Here's the worst-kept secret in Major League Baseball. Baseball fans have been getting their hearts broken by teams leaving town for well over a century. Now, so just like that certain basketball team in Oklahoma is really the Sonics in disguise, a lot of people like to think that the Mariners, when they take the field in Milwaukee tonight against the Brewers, it's really two Seattle teams duking it out. Now, all this is a great excuse to play some vintage audio from the Pilots' very first game at the California Angels back on April 8th, 1969. That's 55 years ago this Monday. I don't have any home team KVI audio, but I do have Dick Enberg on KMPC Los Angeles with some highlights. Here's that very first game getting underway.
Jim McLaughlin to pitch for the Angels. Tom Satriano down in his crouch to give the sign. Nestor Shylock, the plate umpire, says play ball. The windup, the pitch, and Tommy Hopper lines one foul down the right field line, and the 1969 Angels season is alive. McLaughlin administers the first heartbeat to the brand new Seattle Pilots.
Oh, what a great line. Dick Enberg making his debut as a Major League Baseball announcer.
Are you taking notes, Tom?
Yeah, so, I remember Tommy Harper. He was a stolen base king for the Pilots.
He led that year, And Tommy Harper actually got on base with a double in that first at bat in the first inning. And then Mike Hegan, well, he stepped up to the plate.
Swung on, long drive to right center field. It's very deep. Back to the wall is Johnstone. Hegan will touch them all. Seattle 2, the Angels nothing. On a double by Harper, a home run by Hegan, and the Pilots are very much alive and early, and as predicted. And Don, this has to bring back memories from 9 years ago.
You know, it's kind of like the Mariners. They scored four runs that first inning, then it was just no more offense for the rest of the game. But they did hold on to win that inaugural game 55 years ago Monday.
Chop down the third baseline. Rollins has it on two hops. His long throw in time, and the Seattle Pilots jubilantly leap in the air. They have won their first game ever, and it's a clean sweep for all the new franchises as the Pilots, in the final game to go into the books on this opening night, follow the lead taken by the Montreal Expos, the Kansas City Royals, the San Diego Padres, and now it's the Seattle Pilots who tonight at Anaheim Stadium before 11,930 fans to beat the Angels 4-3 on four first-inning runs with a total deer.
Now, they finished a dismal 64-98. And they had a hard time selling enough tickets and making enough money. So in 1970, at the end of March, when the buses headed north from spring training, they could have turned left and gone to Seattle. Instead, they turned right and went to Milwaukee. It was really that last minute. Pilots became the Brewers on April 1st, played their first game on April 7th in hand-me-down uniforms with the Pilots thing torn off. And it was insane. Now, the Brewers finished their first season 65-97. 64, they improved by one game. Now, Washington Attorney General Slade Gordon sued Major League Baseball, and the city was awarded the franchise that became the Mariners, and they debuted in 1977. I've got links to several stories I've done about the Pilots over the years at My Northwest. I also fantasize about the Mariners someday beating the Pilots, the Brewers, in the World Series. Wouldn't that be cool? Two Seattle teams, we couldn't lose. Now, let's go out singing the Pilots theme song together.
Sure.
If you don't know the words, just make up the obscene lyrics I usually sing at home. It's called Go, Go, Ye Pilots.
Oh, that's a catchy ditty.
If I can add one note, that season spawned one of the most controversial peel-back-the-curtain books of all time in baseball at that point, Ball 4 by Jim Boughton.
What a great book,
Who was with the team at that time and wrote about all of the, we'll say, peccadillos that the players had as they were on road trips and things like that and things that they did. And behind the scenes, look at the manager, Joe Schultz, and he used to say, go pound that Bud.
Okay. What's that book called again?
Ball 4. It was a great book,
Sully, what's coming up in traffic?